The Gemara Masechta Nazir, Daf Mem Tes Nun Nun Aleph, discuss various ways that a Nazir is considered a Tamei Meis, that all of the halachas of a Nazir who becomes a Tamei Meis applies. And one of the types of Tumas Mes the Gemara extensively discusses, particularly on Daf Nun Aleph, is Mole Tarvid that Rekev, a ladle full of Rekev of decomposed bone. There's a very interesting Rikanti. Rikanti was a Rishon on Parshas Truma. Rikanti says that there is a bone in the body that never decomposes, and that is that never gets completely lost, rather. And that is the bone which is referred to in our Gemara as Tarvid Rekif. He says, even if one were to put this bone into fire, it would not get burnt. He says, this is the bone that is known in the Gemara as the Luz. And this is the bone, he says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves over from every person who Rachmana Tzlam passes away. With this bone will regenerate when Tchias HaMeisim comes. And the Rikanti continues to say, however, what can cause Chas V'Sholem this bone to decompose, to get destroyed? That is if somebody doesn't bow down when we say Maidim. Because a person who doesn't bow down when we say Maidim shows that he has a lack of Amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that bone cannot therefore be strong to make Tchias HaMeisim for such a person. Furthermore, we know, says the Seder Mefarshim, that the way, there's another name for this bone. There's actually many, one name as we see is Tarvid Rekev. The Yavit says another name for this bone, as we said, is Luz. And another name for this bone is Nesuchi. And the Beis Yosef in Orichayim, Simen Shin, says that this bone, what does it get its nourishment from? It gets its nourishment from Mava Malka. And that's the only nourishment it really can exist from. And that's why, as we will discuss in our shir, it is so very important to eat Mlava Malka. I saw a very interesting fact regarding this bone, that this bone seems to get up. It takes it longer to wake up in the morning than other bones. And therefore, since we know on Shabbos, when we say Nishmas and we speak about thanking and davening to Hashem, we say Kol Atzmoisai Tamarna. It's important that when we daven, we include our entire being in our tefillah. And given that this bone needs more time to wake up, that's why what's appropriate to do is when one gets up in the morning, he should first spend some time learning. Give this bone a chance to wake up, and then you could daven and include this bone in your tefillah. So as we said, the Shulchan Aruch, and Aruch Chaim, Simen Shin, the Simen of one Sif, says, La'olam yisader odom shulchan v'matzah Shabbos. A person should always make Amlav Malka matzah Shabbos, k'dei l'ulvais as a Shabbos, to escort the Shabbos out. I feel it's after Shabbos, it's Matzah Shabbos. You're not hungry, still you should eat a little. And as the Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Beis says, it's so important to eat this, eat Lav Malka, because that will give nourishment to this bone that we need to get up for Tchiyah, that we need to get up for Tchiyas Hames. The Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Ayin Dalet Sifkotin Beis says, Sudas Masa Shabbos Ein Achoy V'Kolkach. Similarly, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says it's calls it a mitzvah and a mufchar. The Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkotin Beis also says that it's a mitzvah ba'alma. He seems to say, "Ein a choyva olav." We can't compare the obligation of eating Mlav Malka k'gmoy hagimel sudas shabbos like the other three sudas that we eat on Shabbos. For says the Mishnah Berurah, the shamas mechua kro, though the shalosh sudas that we have to eat on Shabbos are based on psukim, zerak mitzvah ba'alma. Eating Mlav Malka is only a mitzvah ba'alma. And as the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'nafkamina heichad yefshel l'kayim kulam." If you can't do everything, Mlav Malka is the first to fall away. The Gra, however, disagrees, and the Gra says that wherever the Shulchan Aruch says the word la'olam, what the Shulchan Aruch is trying to teach us is how absolutely essential it is to fulfill this obligation. And therefore, he says, the Gra held, that Mlav Malka, we'll speak about it more later, is absolutely essential. So the Paiskim discuss if Mlav Malka is so important, but it's difficult to eat Mlav Malka because one is not that hungry. And as the Mishnah Berurah himself says, particularly in the summer, when Shabbos ends late. So one simple piece of advice is as the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Tzadik Aleph Sif Aleph says, HaChocham Eina Beroisha, somebody who's smart, somebody who's Chocham, who's Royas and Noilet, Lamad Pesud HaShachris Shabbos, he should eat less Shabbos morning, Kadesh Yuchel L'Kayim Mitzvah Sudas Gimel the Shabbos, in order he should be able to eat all three meals on Shabbos. The same thing, if a person knows he's supposed to eat Mlav Malka, if he knows he's supposed to eat Mlav Malka, then he should eat less by Shal Shudas, that he should be able to eat Mlav Malka. And as I said, the Gra is was very makbid on Mlav Malka. And the Maaser Rav, in fact, quotes that once the Gra was not well on Matzah Shabbos, and he wasn't able to eat Mlav Malka, as soon as he got a little better, the first thing he did was tell the people, check if it's already day. If it isn't yet day, and we'll speak about it later, till when you could fulfill Mitzvah Mlav Malka, he says, I'm going to eat Mlav Malka the first thing, because he held Mlav Malka is so important. The Svarim say that by eating Mlav Malka, you will be saved, that you won't have to take medicine. The Baal Shem said that somebody who eats Mlav Malka will be protected from having improper thoughts and be protected from Sakonis Listim. The Noam Elimelech says eating Mlav Malka is a skula for having easy childbirth. Other side, it's a skula for having good children. Others say that it's a skula for having panosa, for having panosa Berevach. As the Ritz Geis says, Amr Chachamim, A person should be careful to eat Mamalka Matzoi Shabbos. They should stay through Dosloim Sukkanis L'Kol Shavua. Like that, he will be guaranteed to have food all week long. And in fact, I saw that it's interesting. We see that the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef, went out of his way to make a separate simen for the halacha of Lav Malka. Obviously, there are not that many halachas involved in Lav Malka, but the Shulchan Aruch went out of its way to mention a separate simen just for Lav Malka, because the Mechaber already knew that people did not treat Lav Malka as they ought to, and to show how important Lav Malka is, that's why the Shulchan Aruch went out of its way to make a separate simen shin, just about Lav Malka. The Sudas called Sudas the David HaMalka. The reason it's called Sudasa the David HaMelech is because David HaMelech knew that he was going to die on a Shabbos. He didn't know obviously which Shabbos he's going to die, but he knew he's going to die on a Matzah Shabbos. So every Matzah Shabbos, when Baruch Hashem he survived, he would make a Suda that he didn't pass away that Shabbos, and that's why the Suda is called Sudasa the David Malka Mashiach. That's another reason, two other menhagim. One menhag is that Lav Malka, those that say Zmiris, there are particularly many Zmiris that people say Lav Malka. The question is, why does Lav Malka, it's not even Shabbos anymore, have all of these mirrors? But now that we've established that Lav Malka is connected to David HaMelech, that's why David HaMelech was the composer of Tehillim. David HaMelech was the Ne'im Zmiras Yisrael, so it only makes sense that by his Suda, we should say a lot of Zmiras. I also saw that the minig is that people don't eat much for Lav Malka. So, Posh Pshat is people don't eat much for Lav Malka because they're not really that hungry. I saw another reason why people don't eat much at Lav Malka. Since we just explained that Lav Malka is associated with David HaMelech, the Medrash says that David HaMelech tried to spend as little money as possible, because he tried to save all of the money that he had for the Beis HaMikdash. That's why we should try to use as much as possible. We spend less on Lav Malka, like David HaMelech didn't spend much. However, as we're now discussing, it's sort of difficult to eat Lav Malka. So there are those that suggest that if one continues eating Shal Shudas past the Zman of Matzah Shabbos, so that's already the Zman where you could have Lav Malka. Actually, as we're going to see, there were those that were makbid to eat Lav Malka as soon as Shabbos ended. So by eating Shal Shudas and eating past the Zman of Matzah Shabbos, you could be Yoytze Lav Malka as well. It's a very difficult heter, the Paiskim say, for two reasons. First of all, we know that in Halacha, a meal goes by when you began the meal. So since Shal Shudas is begun Shabbos by day, it's hard to call that a Suda of Matzah Shabbos. Furthermore, of course, the minig is that when we bench after Shal Shudas, we say Ritzeh. Now, if it's considered Lav Malka, and Lav Malka is the Suda of Matzah Shabbos, we ought not to say Ritzeh. And therefore, this advice of extending the Shal Shudas And relying on that Flav Malka is not really very accepted amongst the Paiskim.